Dr. Barnard, the passage you just read, what's that from? What was the document?
Yeah, it's from a goodbye card to Tony when he left.
You said that Dr. Zarnik was your friend.
Absolutely.
Do you like him personally?
I did.
Do you think what you wrote there contradicts what you said about him previously?
No, I don't think he does. I think you can respect someone, but they can be very bad at their job.
And did you ever express the view, or did you hold the view, that Dr. Zarnik did have a lackadaisical style?
Absolutely. I wrote an email to Steve Auger.
Objection. Hearsay. Move to strike.
Let me think about that. Without telling me the content, that contradicts in your mind what you wrote here? Just answer that yes or no.
Yes, it does.
When was that written?
I can represent it was written in March of 2000, Your Honor.
What's the date of departure, Dr. Zarnik?
Around the time of his departure from the company, September 2000. I think I'll have to get an offer of proof outside presence of the jury. I can get at it a different way with a different question.
Okay.
So in March of 2000, did you hold the view if Dr. Zarnik continued with his current management style, he would be terminated by Jay Flatley?
It was my opinion that due to Tony's lack of productivity, I was very concerned about his status in the company.
You were concerned out of a friendship for him?
Absolutely.
Personal feeling toward him?
Uh-huh.
And in fact, he was terminated in September of 2000, correct?
Yes.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Nothing further.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. You may step down. Would this be a good point to take our recess?
I think so.
We'll take our morning recess at this time. We'll be in recess until 10:25. Please remember the admonition not to form or express any opinions about the case, not to discuss the case amongst yourselves or with anyone else. We'll be in recess until 10:25. 10:25.